From the Black Information Network.
This is the BIN Daily Update.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
The killers took her life and that of her unborn child.
God gave us to me for 29 years, and you just ended my baby's life like that.
The grieving mother of 29-year-old Derricka Patrick, the Chicago, Illinois pregnant woman, was sitting in her car in the Inglewood section when two killers crept up and fired. Her family can't believe the happy mother of a 9-year-old is gone. And so is her unborn baby.
The whole family was just robbed from a young, beautiful soul. They don't know what they do when you're out here killing our children.
There is up to a $15,000 reward to catch the killers.
The convicted killer who fired the fatal shot in the Ahmaud Arbery case says the state failed to prove his guilt.
As we understand it, he left his home apparently to go for a run, and he ended up running for his life.
That's the judge who sentenced Travis McMichael to life with no possibility of parole. Still, attorneys for the white man who shot black jogger Ahmaud Arbery say they want a new trial. McMichael's father also got life with no parole. Their neighbor, William Bryan, was sentenced to life with a chance of parole after 30 years.
When the 911 call comes in for an emotionally disturbed person, police in West Orange, New Jersey, will have a new tool at their disposal. The township will use a $500,000 grant to partner with Mental Health Help. Often such calls lead to police handling it alone with deadly consequences. Many departments nationwide are bringing professional help to the scene.
Good COVID news coming out of New York City. The winter surge seems to be thawing. The numbers are down sharply. Hospitalizations are also falling. African-American Mayor Eric Adams says everything is trending in the right direction. This includes school attendance. Officials say more kids have been coming to school for class.
The first Haitian-American to represent Florida takes her place in Congress with a promise.
I commit myself and promise to fight to ensure that everyone can live in this society and move ourselves forward.
Democrat black woman Sheila Sherfalus McCormick, a healthcare executive, will serve the remaining year of long-term African-American congressman, the late Alcee Hastings. And vacationing while black can often mean racism will greet you when you arrive. But travel experts say they are noticing the travel industry diversifying and being more sensitive to black travelers. You see more black faces in the ad campaigns for destinations. Historically, black people would rely on word of mouth about welcoming places. Back in the 1930s, there was the Green Book made into a movie, which listed the friendly and dangerous places along the way.
For more on these stories and international, national, state, and local news affecting the black community, listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app or log on to BINnews.com.
I'm Vanessa Tyler with Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
I'm Mike Stevens.
And I'm Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
She's just a beautiful person, just a beautiful inside and out. She loved to help people.
That's a black woman talking about her neighbor, another African-American woman who was brutally attacked and killed while waiting for the bus in Los Angeles, California. 70-year-old Sandra Shells was a nurse. She had spent nearly 40 years working to care for people needing medical attention, including being on the front lines during the pandemic. She was hit in the face, knocked to the ground, and her skull was fractured in the process. Police say the attack was completely unprovoked.
That man should never be allowed on the streets again, ever.
The homeless suspect was found nearby sleeping on the streets. He was initially charged with attempted murder while doctors were trying to save the woman's life. Those charges will likely be upgraded now to murder since she's died. A motive for the attack? Not clear.
African-American Cleveland Browns football player Malik McDowell is accused of walking around naked in front of a South Florida learning center when a Broward County Sheriff's deputy arrived. He allegedly attacked him. The 25-year-old was then tased. McDowell is charged with aggravated battery of an officer, resisting arrest with violence, and exposure of sex organs in public. His defense attorney believes his client could have been slipped something to make him act that way. In a statement, the Browns said they're aware of the very concerning incident and are gathering more information. information and will have no further comment at this time. McDowell had been arrested three other times.
Brooklyn Nets star black player Kyrie Irving says he still won't consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19. That's even with black teammate Kevin Durant's knee injury that's expected to sideline him for 4 to 6 weeks. Irving can't play any games in New York because of his vaccination status. And all of this may well impact the team in the playoffs. The Black Information Network's Trey Thomas reports.
The point guard is only allowed to play with the team during away games because of New York City's indoor vaccination policy. It comes as Kevin Durant could be out for 6 weeks after suffering a knee injury during Saturday's game. During a post-game interview yesterday, Irving said he's grateful for the opportunity to play, but he's standing by his decision to not get the jab. I'm Trey Thomas.
A new fund to restore and preserve black churches across the country is being announced. The Preserving Black Churches Project was officially introduced on the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's part of the African American Cultural Heritage Action Fund. The fund already has $20 million set aside for black churches throughout the United States.
A Dallas, Texas area community is putting its hands together for a young black lady. She's now a published author. Peniel Namdi is a black sixth grade student at Terry Middle School in Mesquite, Texas. The 11-year-old recently finished her first book called How to Be Successful, A Simple Guide to Success for Children. It's an interactive book with seven important steps to help kids become everyday heroes. It can be purchased on Amazon. I'm Mike Stevens with Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Your money on the Black Information Network.
Verizon is the latest cellular company to delay its rollout of 5G near airports. Alaska Airlines CEO Ben Minicucci says he's cautiously optimistic about the decision.
It's really good news. There's still work to be done.
Verizon released a statement stating the FAA and the nation's airlines have yet to resolve the issue of 5G being near airports, and the company will limit the network around them. Verizon said this is despite 5G being safe and fully operational in more than 40 countries. This comes as AT&T announced earlier it would also delay putting 5G networks up near airports.
I think there's a path where, you know, we can deploy 5G and operate airplanes safely across the country.
Some research being done in Florida could make the U.S. less dependent on foreign supplies for an important resource. Right now, China controls most of the market in rare earth elements. These are used in phones and other tech devices. The U.S. Department of Energy is giving a $150,000 grant to Florida Polytechnic University in Lakeland to determine whether rare earths can be extracted from phosphate byproducts. If successful, the feds could ramp the grant up to $4 million.
Money news at 24 and 54 minutes past each hour. I'm Julius White on the Black Information Network.
Download the BIN Daily Update every morning on the iHeartRadio app.